Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. Shad and I are chatting with Glenn Parsons, President and CEO of Awale Resources. Now, Glenn, a couple news releases we're going to touch on here. The first one being the June 30th, today, news release out of the Charger prospect. Now, this is on the Odieni project in Côte d'Ivoire. We have a twinning, a diamond drill hole twin here, following up on some high-grade mineralization that the company saw earlier on at this Charger prospect. Now, we're not getting any drill results here because the assay results aren't back from the lab, but this is important because it sounds like from this news release, you're seeing in the core what you want to be seeing. Again, assay results are not back, but the core is looking positive because of this sulfide-bearing iron breccia. Glenn, take us through the importance here and the reason for putting out this news release on the Charger prospect and this drill core, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Thanks, Shad. Yeah, I mean, to what we're really trying to do is update the market, just specifically Charger, and then also to talk about, you know, the last news release that we did on the 23rd, which really brings in the Empire Main and the Empire Extensions story as well. But, you know, for Charger, when we put out our original release on the 14th, you know, we did some RC holes over the over three lines over the Charger anomaly, and one hole really stood out. You know, one high grade hole really stood out, and that was RC 89, where we had, you know, 1 meter at 20 grams from 60 meters downhole, and then 3 meters at 9 grams from 30 meter downhole. And we saw this sort of hematite alteration, you know, this iron alteration coming through at that stage. There were RC chips, so understanding of that zone was certainly, you know, it's quite difficult on RC chips. So when we finished our drilling at Bonduku, we brought the rig back to start following up on Charger as well as then the Empire extensions. Now, coming to Charger, we put out this release. It's a twin hole. It's a diamond hole, specifically, you know, targeting that hole 89, trying to understand that high-grade zone. And the nice thing about it is the twin hole came up with, you know, this nice 5 meters of this iron breccia, this breccia zone. So it's looking like it's very similar to what we saw in RC89. And it really looks like it is actually the source of that high grade mineralization. And in the photo that you can see on the chips, there's those 3 meters at 9 grams, and you can actually see that sort of red color in the rock, and that's actually the similar sort of area where we've gone through in the diamond with the diamond hole. So that thing, you know, so where does that lead us? You know, if it is the source of this high grade mineralization, this breccia, we now can actually try and understand the orientation of that breccia, and that's what we're busy looking at now. And then actually be able to then follow up with some further drill holes, which we plan later this week. So, you know, from a significance perspective, really nice to have different alteration styles. So the alteration style is different to what we're seeing at Main. It's all within the Empire corridor, that corridor, which is a highly prospective corridor, multiple targets. And, you know, the ability to chase this and start, again, looking to pool answers, and that's always what we are trying to do. Our objective here at ODN is to pool. Obviously, build answers is key. I mean, we believe we have greater than 1 million ounces in this area, so that's what we are doing, building those answers, and building multiple deposits. Charges about 3 kilometers away from Empire Main, which, again, all fits in with our objective of, we talk about a proximal deposit, which can actually feed a centralized a plant. So, you know, that's, you know, up to 5-8 kilometers away, we could actually still be pulling in these deposits into a centralized facility. So we've always said, you know, I always try and bring in some sort of analogy, and the analogy is still, you know, the Roxgold Seguida deposit or project is made up of 5 satellite deposits, and actually Empire Main is very similar. When one looks at the long gram meter long section, one can actually see great similarities from, you know, so, not Ancien is obviously a very high grade deposit, but the way it actually tracks and actually goes at depth, this high grade nature of these deposits, very similar. So the potential's there. charges starting to stack up a little bit, which is quite nice, something to follow, and that's what we'd expect from a scout drilling program. So, you know, really, the objective is starting to come together quite nicely.
Well, Glenn, just to summarize then, it sounds like the work you're doing at Charger, looking at a different kind of alteration of the mineralization, could be yet another deposit along this larger Empire trend, as I understand it. And so it's about 3 kilometers away, and you said anything roughly in a 5-6 kilometer radius could feed into that central mill. Could you speak to the importance of the Empire trend then, and how all of these, the Empire extensions and this Charger Dome, all fit into that bigger plan, just as an overview real quick?
Sure. Yeah, I'll probably just bring in then, you know, sort of the news release from the 23rd of June that we put out last week, you know, where we really, you know, we highlighted, so we have Empire Main as the foundation. I mean, we've got those ounces in the bag up to 120 meters. They're nice high-grade ounces, you know, roughly 3-4 grams per ton from surface. So that really is a nice starter pitch. It's not enough to drive a project. So the idea is actually pulling those things in. Charger, different style of mineralization, yes. But the key there is that the system as a whole, that whole corridor, we've actually got, there's actually sort of 3 mineralized corridors going across on a northwesting trend through ODN Splay, and we talk about us being on a splay. But it's on these corridors that we, in this corridor specifically, the Empire corridor, where we're now seeing multi-phase and, you know, multi-phase mineralization coming through. We Empire Main, we know we have around 3 phases of mineralization style, which is similar. Charges is definitely different to Empire Main. So we're seeing this multi-phase mineralization happening in the corridor, which bodes well for multiple deposits, you know, and we've always said there's going to be trapping sites on this corridor. Our work today has only covered 4 kilometers on the southern end of that boundary corridor. So we've still got the northern trend, which is more along where Charger is, to actually work east and west. And then it goes off into our application. And obviously the application we are in the process of trying to get granted now as well. So all this pulling in, you know, to summarize, is the multiple deposit strategy. Feeding a centralized mill, and it's high-grade material, the nature of the mineralization that we're seeing is certainly, you know, feasible and coming together, and the potential's there. So we are pretty excited with these results and what we're seeing. And, you know, again, you've got to remember, you know, the legwork has to be done. You know, we've got to build. And the nice thing is the legwork is actually delivering real, you know, real tangible results that we can build on, and the understanding just growing. So, you know, we just look forward to the future.
So, Glenn, let's dive a little bit more into that June 23rd news release that highlights some drilling just outside of that Empire Main deposit. I believe it's coming from that Empire Gap Zone. And the headline here says that the drilling intersects offset extensions to the Empire Main deposit. So you released 13 RC holes, total of just under 1,300 meters. And the grades, that they're not huge high grades, but it's giving you the confidence to say that you might see this offset extension here. Take us through these drill results and what it means for potentially expanding on that whole Empire Main deposit.
Sure. So, yeah, so we've always, you know, always said that Empire Main was obviously quite constrained in terms of strike length, and we weren't seeing the geologically, we weren't seeing the follow-on. So we always had an offset theory. When you look at, you know, the figures in that 23rd of June on the Empire, on the plan map, you've got the Empire Main section in the middle, that's in the darker gray, and then you've actually got these offset, the Empire Gap on the right or the east. And then to the northwest, you've got the Empire West. The drilling to date that we focused on, I mean, has been trying to find the extension, and does it extend? And the good thing is that, you know, in terms of Empire Gap, there's absolutely no doubt that we've actually gone through the diorite, similar to what we're seeing at Empire Main. We originally had, you know, in RC16, right from the first campaign, we clipped the diorite, but we weren't sure. We thought it was something else. But now with the offset theory, we've actually can see this 150-plus meter offset to the south that we're seeing in at Empire Gap. And the holes certainly have all gone through this this diorite. Yes, the grades not necessarily have, you know, that's, we haven't gone through that high-grade zone that we've seen at Empire Main. But, you know, what's encouraging for us is that we've gone through the diorite, first of all. We've got mineralization, and we've got pathfinder elements, which are so very similar to the high-grade mineralization at Main. If you look at the long sec, you know, the sort of long section of Empire Main and Empire Gap together, you can see from the holes that, you know, you're looking at, from a depth perspective, we're about 60 meters deeper. On Empire Main came to surface. The Empire Gap seems about 60-odd meters plus deeper when you're at the start of the diorite. So we're clipping mineralization in the diorite at the top. We would think that it's that the potential for depth is there. So what we are doing is we've looked at RC 102, which really on the cross section you can actually see the ballooning out of the diorite and the mineralization in that brittle ductile zone. We're actually picking up the mineralization, so that's very encouraging. The idea is to extend with the diamond drilling now, is to extend along that same level as R102 to the east, to see does it extend similarly, and then to come in probably one below R102 to actually see, you know, does the mineralization increase or the grade increase at depth. So those are in process at the moment, and then, as I say, by the end of the week we'll be able to move back to Charger to test that new diamond hole, the flanks of that new diamond hole, or possibly below. So Empire Main is actually pulling itself together as well. We see this offset theory, so that means there has been a lot of structural movement. Structural movement always starts giving you trapping sites. If the mineralizations, if the pulses are there, those trapping sites will collect. So, you know, we think, as you say, you know, things are building. And that's what we would expect. And that's what we're trying to do at Empire Main, is build ounces around that foundation. Charger, bring in other new deposits and our new exploration areas and scout drilling target areas to build a multiple deposit theory, or not necessarily theory, actually in practice, and be able to deliver 1 million+ ounces at the end of the day.
Well, Glenn, there's definitely a lot of work going on at both main areas, the Charger area and at the Empire Main, and then the offsets like the Gap Zone and the West Zone. So what, looking forward over the next, let's say, few months, what should investors keep their eye on? What should be the news releases coming down the pike that should be milestones for the company?
Yeah, so obviously, I mean, milestones for us is you know, specifically ODNE, really is developing that Charger, that new deposit, hopefully a new deposit, in terms of Empire Main, the extension. So this is our latest drilling, so we'd only expect these results to be coming out probably end of July, somewhere around there. But in the interim, remember, we've just done over 5,000 meters at Bonduku, which is, you know, the first testing of five targets. Four along the Kodio trend, which is that north-south trend with left-stepping faults on that north-south trend. It looks to be a more typical orogenic system. So we're quite excited about getting those results. And then there's the Samander prospect, which is further to the west. So we'd be looking over the next month probably to the two targets coming out of Kodio together, and then probably another week to 2 weeks later, the next two coming, and then Samander coming out last from the Bonduku side, and then basically end of July, August, you'd be expecting these results from Charger and Empire Main, Gap and West to be coming in again. So, you know, going to the middle of August, we certainly have a lot on the go, and as I say, our team is following up all the time.
Okay. Glenn, I appreciate the update. A lot to take in there. I'll post a link to the Owale website where you can get a summary of all that news and dive into any of those news releases. And please send any questions you have to either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Owale Resources, and we will be following up on the back of more news. Glenn, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Okay, thanks, guys.